Harold Brockes worked as a Protestant minister in Pinellas County for 32 years and says he's active in his church still today. He's also the president of his county's chapter of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. And he says his group is already considering filing a lawsuit against the measure.
Students can now pray in school. We haven't taken prayer out of schools. What we've done is take the school out of prayer.
Brockes joined a group including a rabbi and a Baptist minister in writing a letter to Florida Governor Rick Scott asking him to veto the legislation. In the letter, they say religion shouldn't be forced on kids at school and certainly shouldn't be used to make minorities feel like outsiders.
And by the way, the separation of church and state is an American creation. It's like jazz, and it's one of the jewels in our crown. Although it's not always been observed, but I hate to see it taken away from us.
Senator Ellen Bogdanoff talked about that outsider feeling during a debate on the measure earlier during this regular session.
I spent most of my life actually suppressing or hiding my religion just simply because it made me uncomfortable to be public about it, because I wasn't brought up in a community that was very accepting of people of the Jewish faith.
But Bogdanoff did vote for the proposal when it came to the Senate floor. The measure, which applies to students in kindergarten through 12th grade who go to public school, leaves it up to students to decide whether to deliver an inspirational message and what the content of that message should be. Senator Gary Siplin is the bill's sponsor. He says inspirational message can mean a number of things.
It is a part of prayer. Inspirational message can be the I Have a Dream speech by MLK because it inspires blacks and whites. We need to work together and don't judge me by my skin color, but judge me by the character of my content of my character. And it could also mean when I sneeze, you say, God bless you. Or when I'm having lunch, we say, we bless the food. All those are part of inspirational messages. And of course, prayer is a part of inspirational message too.
Siplin goes on to point out that school boards that do decide to implement the policy won't have to be concerned about lawsuits from organizations like Minister Brockes's.
This bill has been supported by all the best legal minds. It is constitutional. There is a statute that would allow the school boards to get attorney's fees. Once these opponents file lawsuits, they will lose because it is a frivolous lawsuit, and they will be able to get their school boards get their attorney's fees returned to them.
Siplin says the measure encourages students to hear prayers and messages from other views, and he says that would help to teach students about other beliefs and about tolerance as well as morality.
If we teach a kid how to read, write, and arithmetic, which is a part of the learning process and becoming a whole person, we ought to also teach them about morality and inspiration.
On the other hand, Brockes says he finds the idea of using prayer, which he says is about communicating with God, as a teaching tool, marginalizes the very thing it seeks to uphold. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.